looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change, wishing you could keep the faith, longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Tell me more. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. And it's Midsummer's Eve. Ooh. It is. It's midsummer. It's the summer solstice. And that's what the entire show is about today. We're going to get to that in a second. So, I want you to call me. I want you to call me today because we got big time information coming in. I'm going to be doing a reading today on the next 3 months. The energy's pretty darn crazy. The number to call, 877-230-3062. Again, the number, 877-230-3062. Great song, Barb. Great song choice. As usual, she's giving me the thumbs up because she's doing about 25 things right now. And she doesn't have her microphone on. She's adorable. So, yeah. Hope everybody had a great week. So it's the summer solstice, despite the fact that there seems to be no sunshine anywhere, at least not in my neck of the woods. What's the summer solstice? Well, in our culture, we call it the first day of summer. But here's the truth. It's actually the longest day of the year. It's actually the point where the sun reaches its zenith and begins to die. In mythology, Midsummer's Eve is literally when the sun god reaches his peak of power and then begins to wane. And then he's born again through the goddess in the energy of the earth, in the harvest and all the fruit-bearing trees and grains, etc., over the coming months. So it's fascinating because we're actually starting into the dark time of the year right now. The days are going to start to get shorter. And that's a little bit of a struggle for me this year because we had a great, you know, freakishly nice winter, and now we've had a freakishly gray spring. So it's a little interesting to me. I was having a conversation via email with my sisterhood this morning, my prayer girls, and we were talking about the fact that, you know, celebrating the solstice today, wearing bright nail polish and clothes, etc., in celebration of the solstice is an act of faith because we can't see the sun. And that's really what faith is all about, is acting as if despite appearances. So one of the cool things about the summer solstice is it's the time when the realm of fairy is the most astir. So this is a great fun night, actually, to do any kind of little ritual to draw the fairies into your world, into your garden or into your home even. Lots of fun little things you can do with that. And it's basically just a time to recognize absolute power and transformation, which makes tons of sense with what has been going on energetically around the globe. So one of the things that I'm going to do today is I'm going to read some astrology that I got from a gentleman who I really respect. His name is Mark Dodich, and I'll be actually putting his contact info on my fan page later today or this week. Anyway, he's down in Oregon and is just very, very knowledgeable astrologer, and I'm on his email list, so thought this was really fascinating what he was talking about, that there's a planetary pattern called a grand cross that's in the sky for the next 3 months. And as he puts it, it's about being pulled apart in four directions so that you can be put back together in a better way. And boy, does that describe what's going on for people and what's going on for the planet. Things are just getting literally yanked apart. And, you know, we're all pretty much hoping that the integration comes sooner rather than later. And so the energy of this grand cross is actually setting us up for a T-square. It's called a T-square. And, you know, here's the thing, kids. I know just enough astrology to be really dangerous. So that's why I'm reading this to you, because I couldn't just, you know, wax on philosophically about this stuff with the best of intention, because I don't actually know all the details. But the T-square is huge. It's four massive planets together in a, actually five planets to form a pattern that's described as a capital letter T. And here's the thing. The energy can be challenging or motivational depending on your perspective. And here's a little quote from an article that Mark Dodich wrote. He says, it's easy to see the action that has been building through earthquakes, volcanoes, and the oil explosion in the Gulf of Mexico. Tensions are also rising amongst those who feel they are being treated in an unjust way. The conflict going on over immigration in Arizona is a good example, because both sides of the issue feel they have valid arguments. The same pent-up frustration is going on in a global way with minority groups in China, the Middle East, actually everywhere. And that has to do with this phenomenal power pull in this T-square. And the most important thing right now is to not get swept up in the fearful thoughts, as Mark says, as Mother Earth, world governments, and you go through this energy shift. A breakdown of old energy patterns must take place in order for there to be a rebirth. In the books, The Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East by Baird Spalding, the masters told seekers that when a form of energy becomes so crystallized that it cannot change, it must be broken up in order to allow it to shift to a higher level. So you could look at all of the earth, economic, and personal shifts going on as a shaking things up to say that the current reality has become crystallized on planet Earth. The universe is not out to get you. It is simply a wake-up call advising that a paradigm shift is at hand. Wow. No kidding. So what do you do with it? You know, what do you do in the energy? Well, first and foremost, self-nurturing is really huge right now. I've been just inundated with clients in crisis lately. Everybody's going through something, and none of it's small. So it's really important to be paying attention to basic needs. You know, are you feeding yourself well? Are you hydrating yourself? Are you getting enough sleep? I'm not kidding you. Are you exercising? Are you taking time out? Are you connecting to God? Hello. There's the most important key. The prayer thing is absolutely crucial right now, because even if your life seems like it's, you know, pretty smooth and things are going great and you're kind of just looking around going, wow, you know, why is everybody freaking out? It still is an energetic issue. So even if your life is smooth, you are physically affected by the energy. So it's important to just stay on top of that and to continue to be willing to have the faith that all of this shakeup, all of this breaking down of structures that have stood for so long, as terrifying as that is to watch, it's all for so much better. It really is. It's all really about heading into a truth that we've never experienced on this planet before. So I got to tell y'all, hang in there with it. It's going to be worth it. So in a few minutes, I'm going to be doing a reading for the next 3 months. We're going to take a look at all the different energies, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, that you can expect over the course of the 3 months here following today. We're going to take a short break in a moment, but I'm going to do my little business thing here, okay, Barb? So I would love for you to get on the host page on contacttalkradio.com, and on the right side, click on iTunes to subscribe to the show. Gives us a really good feedback on who all is listening. And you can also rate the show, which is really cool. Helps me out a lot to get some feedback. The show archives are on the media page of my website. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org. There's a little link you can click on, and it'll zap you straight over to the archives of the show. And if you're digging this show and you'd like to share it with people, I'm really, really putting out the invitation that you email this show to people, or you share it on your Facebook. And that's as easy as just clicking on the links on this FeedBurner page. It's pretty cool. Now, you know you love the music, right? Okay. Everybody loves the music, Barb. I'm telling you what. I told her this morning she's getting quite the fan club going. People are digging the tunage. So if you love the music, I list it every week on my Facebook fan page. You can go to iTunes, www.itunes.com. And for a mere pittance, you can own the songs. It's amazing. I was thinking about that today, actually, on the drive over here. Because I'm a total iTunes fanatic. I love to get on there and download stuff. And, you know, it used to cost like a dollar. Now they're like $1.20 something for most of the songs. But you know what? It's amazing. You don't have to buy the whole album. You can just pick and choose. I remember as a kid, you know, getting $5 and going down and buying 45s. Do you remember that,
Barbie? Oh, I totally remember that. That's where all my allowance money went to.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so here's a little nostalgia trip for you. My first album was Michael Jackson's Ben.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. The first album I ever owned. And then, of course, closely followed by Engelbert Humperdinck.
Oh, nice.
Yummy. Oh,
nice,
God,
nice, nice.
He was cute. And what a voice.
I think mine was ABBA.
Oh, did you really?
I think ABBA was my first 45. And then from then on, you know, you've got there's some great albums, though.
Oh,
like
yeah.
All of Journey.
Oh, absolutely.
Back in Black, the whole thing.
You bet. Yeah. And that's the other cool thing that I love about iTunes is you can download the singles, but you can also download the albums. And mm-hmm. they're relatively inexpensive when you consider they're a lot of times stuff you can't necessarily get a hold of anywhere else. So that's the groovy thing about the tunage. Go to iTunes, get the songs, babies. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to do a reading for you, and then we're going to be going to the phone lines. Stick around. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer.
Your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense 4-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If you want to use a car to go riding next Sunday, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick. Now you can't use a car because you didn't work a lick. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Yeehaw! Alan Jackson, what a cutie bug. That was a great tune. We're back. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. So here's what I find fascinating, as always. I love the way God does things. I'm amazed. You know, I'm pretty impressed with God, actually. How he orchestrates things. For instance, the fact that the summer solstice is all about this, you know, explosion of power and then the transformation energy. Well, guess what? Guess where we're at with the entire planetary gig for the next few months? A couple of other things that Mark was talking about, Mark Dodich in his astrological forecast about, the fact that one part of this T-square is Uranus, an expansive Jupiter, and when they were in ocean-ruled Pisces last spring, he says, there was the big explosion at the BP oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, both planets have moved into fiery Aries for a few months before fully entering this pioneering sign early in 2011. Get this, the last time Uranus was in Aries, about 84 years ago, there were fires, revolutions, assassinations, and technological advances. Pretty amazing stuff. But here's the thing. It sounds really scary, right? But both Jupiter and Uranus are basically pushing you to pioneer a new path. This is the pioneering energy. This is the risk-taking, you know, going for it despite what's going on around you, really setting your sights and following your heart and doing it in a way that's good for everybody. This isn't about running over the top of people. This is about being very, very conscious. And that's one of the reasons why things are falling apart right, left, and center in this world. Because a lot of this stuff's been created without consciousness over the centuries, and we're paying for it in a good way, but we are learning a lesson. So here's what we're going to look at now. I'm going to look at the physical energies for the next 3 months, first of all, and this is absolutely amazing. You're going to just have to trust me on this, folks, that I'm not just saying this because of what I just talked about. We have the energy of big-time choice. You can either be in fear, the one card out of 78... in this deck, and I use the Voyager deck by James Wanless, the one card out of 78 that's titled Fear, first card up. You can be in fear, or, I'm not kidding you, you can have courage. Courage is the other card that came up around this. There's your choices. Fear or courage, what's it going to be? And as y'all have been hearing me yak for months about this, what's going to give you the courage? Where's the true courage come from? Comes from God, comes from your connection to God. Really, really hard to be human in this world right now and not be fearful. It's really difficult. So the key physically, and when I talk physically, I mean your physical body, your physical world around you, just literally existing in your everyday mundane world, is to be very cognizant of those needs. Like I talked about earlier, self-nurturing is huge. And at the same time, being willing to be visionary, being willing to trust and believe that you're headed in the right direction. I want you to, you know, do things on a daily basis. This is where that practice comes in, that prayer practice, the affirmation practices, the visualization practices, really physical, tangible connections to keep you on your path, because it's going to feel a little wobbly. And the other thing that comes up specifically around the physical is anger. You got to be aware, and actually Mark Dodich talked about this in his article as well, give a wide berth to angry people. I don't know if you've noticed the road rage is crazy extreme right now. I am just amazed at how people are driving. It's astonishing to me. So give a really, you know, wide energy vortex for all those people around you who, you know, have some anger issues, because that's going to escalate. There's no question about it. And so you have to be aware of that. And then obviously be in check with your own energies around anger and frustration. And that, again, is where God comes into play. You're going to be scared. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to wonder where the heck we're all headed. So you got to be turning things over, and you have to be in a space of trust. So balance is going to be the key on the physical level. Emotionally, this is really interesting. We have the energy of reflection and oppression. And there's another choice. You can either feel supremely oppressed by the fact that it feels like you're being ripped into different directions, but you can't actually go anywhere right now. It doesn't seem like anything's actually happening. But at the same time, you feel compelled to make something happen. You can do one of two things with that. You can either freak out and spin in circles and foam at the mouth and do all those other things that I've frequently done in my life and learned my lesson about, or you can take advantage of what's being surfaced in you emotionally as a result of that pressure that's going on, the pressure globally as well as the pressure personally. Anything that doesn't serve you, any belief systems, any ideas about yourself, any emotional patterns that don't serve you, wow, are they going to be in your face right now? Huge in your face. And I know of a couple of people personally who are probably nodding their heads right now listening to this show, because we've talked about it just in the last number of days about having stuff in your face. I've had stuff up that I've had to take a look at. It's getting surfaced. So it's time to really grab your mastery around your emotional patterns. Do the work you need to do to shift it. Get the help you need. Utilize your resources. Turn stuff over to God and just stay as centered as you possibly can. And again, it's a fine line, because you have to honor the fear. You have to honor the darkness. So here's an analogy for you, kids. So you know the whole thing at the beginning of the Bible where, you know, God said, let there be light? Well, guess what? Guess what was there first? What was there before the light, Barb? She's turning her mic on.
God?
Yeah, but what else? Before the light, what was there?
A black hole.
The darkness.
Dark matter.
Yeah, the darkness. And the darkness didn't come before God. God created the darkness first. God created the darkness first and floated around in it for a while and said, you know what? This is a little boring. And so let's have a little contrast. Brought the light in. So the power, kids, is honestly in the darkness. It really is. Your power's in the darkness. It's easy to believe in God when you're in that love, light, and bliss place. The challenge and the reward, the strengthening comes when you can continue to see God, not just believe he's there, but actually see him in the dark place. It's pretty darned amazing, and that requires tremendous trust. The other thing that's up emotionally here is any relationships that are not feeding you, meaning relationships that are, you know, quote unquote dysfunctional, whatever that looks like for you, but people who suck the life out of you, people who are unkind, people who are not supportive, those relationships have an opportunity to dissolve and fade away. You might have to take action around that, but you got to trust the guidance that you're going to receive on that. It's not about charging into a situation with guns blazing and, you know, having a confrontation unless that is the crucial step. But it's fascinating to me that despite all this very, very eruptive, volcanic pressure that's out there, we don't actually have to be confrontational about things. We can be in a space of openness, and that changes the energy. And being open to things changing is part of it as well. You got to let things move of their own accord. That's going to be really important over the next 3 months. And get in touch with what you're passionate about. I'm sure that there are a few of you out there who are questioning whether or not you even have any passion. And then there are a few others out there who feel almost too passionate about things, meaning you're feeling a little bit squirrely and running in a lot of different directions. So the two faces of passion are the fear of it and the ownership of it. So the passion piece is huge. And that leads to looking at the intellectual piece, the ideas or the mental frame of mind over the next few months. And there's the passion card. I'm not kidding you. The one card out of 78, titled Passion, comes flying out of the deck. And also we have the change card. So take a look at that. Change and passion. Does that mean your passions are going to change? Possibly. If you open up to them, you might be guided to a truer passion. It also means that you can use your passion to change your mental process. Passion is energy. It's directed energy. Anger is just misdirected passion. So start to utilize that drive that you have, that squirreliness, that fuel that's churning in you as a result of this energetic tension. Take advantage of it. It's pretty amazing, and as we talked about earlier, it's either motivational or challenging depending on how you look at it, but also depending on how you use it. So I'm going to take advantage personally of the Molotov cocktail on the already burning bonfire and do some cool things, you know? And it's scary because it's about the new paradigm, which means none of us have a frame of reference for what it's going to ultimately look like. Not at least on an external level, but we all have a frame of reference internally in our desires, because that's God asking to be expressed through us, and that's why we got the tension in the first place. It's breaking down what's standing in the way. So the idea that needs to change is anything that limits you, basically. Any idea that you carry. For instance, Barb and I were just talking about this prior to the show, you know, that there's still this mental attitude out there that, you know, times are really tough. Life is really hard right now. You know, we're in a recession, we're coming out of a recession, but we're still in it or whatever, you know, and that it's hard to get a job and it's hard to find a job and hard to sell a house and all of those things. And it's more than ever before, we have to be willing to say, yes, it is. It's really scary out there. And I am going to utilize the law of grace, which is God's law, rather than the law of karma. And I am not attempting to be all new agey on you folks and tell you all you have to do is think positive and everything changes. You've been listening to me long enough to know that what I really talk about is you got to embrace the darkness first. If your life sucks right now, then own that. Let it suck. Be in it big time. Let yourself feel it. You don't have to like it, but let yourself feel it. Don't resist the suckiness, because that, in fact, is part of the motivation. We signed a contract somewhere as human beings that says it has to hurt really bad before we're going to change, which is why things are the way they are right now on the planet. So let's take advantage of the discomfort, be in it, and use it to your advantage. And that leads us to the spiritual level, because how in the world are you going to utilize your human angst in an appropriate fashion? Who's going to be in charge of that one, kids? And a resounding God. I heard it. I heard it. Did you hear it, Barb? I heard it out there. I heard the voices chanting.
I know how to pick music. I don't know how to sing.
It's all right. I liked it, though. That was sort of like, you know, sort of a Monty Python-esque heavens opening, angels singing thing. I loved it, actually. It's very good. So, yes, the God thing is crucial. And here's an interesting thing that's coming up specifically in the cards about this. An approach to God is really through the feminine sensibility. And y'all have been hearing me talking polarity forever and a day, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. So, from a yin-yang perspective, the feminine is receptive. Masculine is the electric, the doer, right? So we all need to be in a receptive place right now, which means we have to be receptive of what is changing. We have to receive, accept, in other words, own everything that's going on right now, and own the fact that it's painful and scary and awful, and none of us like it, and none of us know necessarily what's going to happen tomorrow. Own that. Be really willing to receive that and be in that, and recognize that God is in that as well. In fact, God is more powerfully in that than he is in the rewards that will ultimately come out of this. The rewards are the evidence of God, but the darkness is God. That's where your power lies, kids. I'm telling you. So the feminine energy is up here. It's so interesting. We have the High Priestess and the Empress side by side, the two goddesses in the deck. Then we have the Star, which in this beautiful Voyager deck has Kuan Yin, the goddess of fertility and creativity. So you got to get creative with your spiritual nature. You also have to get creative with the darkness. You have to be willing to play in it. I know that sounds very weird, and it doesn't mean that you have to like it, but you have to utilize it. And you have to be open to direction. That's probably the biggest key here. And be open spiritually to your passion. What's being asked to be born through you? That's what this time frame is about. Big time. And then, of course, as I'm speaking, I pull the Woman of Worlds, which has the Demi Moore pregnant naked girl on it. Very beautiful picture. And the Universe, which is the card of karmic completion. So this is big doings, you guys. I'm not kidding you. No surprise we have a grand T-square cross, whatever it is, in the sky right now. We are being demanded to step it up. We really are. So take advantage and take care of yourself in it. And let's see what we can create over the next 3 months. I'm psyched. I'm scared, but I'm psyched. So we got to see what's going to happen, and we got to take care of each other in it. So we're going to take another very quick break, aren't we, Barbie? Or did I just freak you out there? Oh, take a little break, and then we're going to come back and hit the phone lines. Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer, don't go away. From such a day. Summertime. Cover it up, bottle it in, that won't make it feel right.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you. So next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme. And put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
Yo, 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 baby. Wow, we're just hitting all the genres today, aren't we, Barbie? I like a girl with a wide vocabulary. Works really well. She rocks. Okay. Hey, if there's a topic you want me to cover on the show, shoot me an email. Michelle@michellemorgan.org. Or you can just send me a message on my Facebook fan page. And again, going to beg you, on my knees begging, email this show to people or share it on your Facebook page. Let's go viral, shall we? One more quick thing about this whole energetic thing before we go to Erica in Brazil. God love her. She's been patiently waiting. These energetic shifts this summer, as Mark Dodich says, are just the tip of the iceberg. Oh, they're designed to get you moving, to make you a higher priority. You're called to take actions that make you a priority, yet do so in a way that is fair and balanced to others. Since this summer is just the catalyst to change, don't be frustrated if it isn't until 2011 that these changes become more grounded and practical in your life. So, big doings, kaboom, and then really cool putting them into practice over the course of this next year. All right, Erica, baby, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hello, Michelle.
How are you, dear?
I'm all right.
Good.
I'm enjoying some winter with a summer face.
I love
because it. Because it's kind of warm here. Should it be maybe 60-something, but yeah. It's actually around 80.
Wow, cool. Well, you can be celebrating the solstice for all of us over here shivering in the drizzle. So what can I do for you, girl?
Okay, I'm going to give you a very fast idea where I am.
Okay.
I was doing my doctoral in Seattle, in U.S., and, you know, one of that God's wish turned things upside down, and I had to return to Brazil.
Okay.
So my goal right now is return to U.S. and conclude my doctoral studies and hopefully get married, because I really want a relationship in my life.
Okay.
So I don't know where to start. I have been doing a lot of personal work since there is no business here in Brazil, because it's just not taking ground what I do. I'm a counselor, healer, but for some reason, things are not really taking ground here, and I'm here for over a year. So it's like, okay, I need to take a move towards returning to U.S.
You bet.
And I feel that from my core. So.
Well, then you can trust that implicitly, my dear. Tell me what you are astrologically. What's your sign?
Pisces.
A Pisces. So here's what's coming up very, very strongly for you. First of all, I really want to give you massive amounts of credit for the philosophy, the philosophical way you've been approaching your return to Brazil, because it feels to me like you've didn't necessarily want that to happen when it did, but you've utilized it to a really amazing end. And it feels like you've really learned a lot. Is that fair?
Correctly.
So the cool, the cool thing about that is it really is a, it feels like it's been a womb time for you or a gestation phase. And again, this is a perfect example of sometimes when things happen for us that we don't like, we don't have to like them. It's crucial to be okay and not being okay with it, but then honoring it and taking advantage of what you can do in it as it's happening. And it feels to me like you've done a brilliant job of this. Some of what's coming for you really has a divine timing piece to it. So, and those of you who are wondering what divine timing is, go to the archives. We did a whole show where we talked about divine timing. It's really where, you know, God is lining things up in a specific way. So we have to be patient and just trust that. The sense that I get for you, my dear heart, is that things are going to start to move for you actually rather quickly, come about the end of September, early October this year. Is there someone that you are in conversation with or communication with in the States right now? You kind of going back and forth talking about a couple things.
I have like two friends in US, but if you talk about something more romantically, no,
I'm not talking romantic. I'm talking, more of a, moving in the direction of your doctorate and the professional thing. Is there anybody that you're in communication with over in the States about that?
No.
Okay. Do you still have connections here from when you were here?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to, probably, again, divine timing thing. I want you to wait till after the 4th of July, because it feels like the next week, 10 days, you know, a little bit of a kickback, just kind of be where you are, keep doing your prayer stuff. And after the 4th, there's more of an energy of you communicating. There's a quickening of communication is what's coming up. And I'm definitely getting that you need to reconnect to someone, actually a couple of someones that you were plugged into when you were here prior. Because there's going to be an opportunity that gets presented to you. That end of September timeline, that's an actual, okay, here's the steps to take, and I see you taking action. Given this, and here's what everybody needs to understand about a psychic reading these days. It's just a blueprint. It's really based on your energy, whether you do it or not. This is just the potential. So I'm going to send you angels that you follow through on all of this, because the outcome looks amazing. And also looks challenging in a way that suits you really well. You have a tendency to, get bored with things and that aren't really passionate for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so needing to pursue the education, it's got to have a certain feel to it. It can't just be, you know, sitting in a classroom, you know, blah, blah. There feels to me like there needs to be some hands-on, some experiential, some real being out in the world with it. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. So that's coming, but you're going to have to do a little bit of legwork on that. You're going to have to really pursue that and make that happen. The connections that you have from the prior time being here, they're just a doorway. They're just going to hook you into this, a truer, way of finishing your doctorate. That's the only way I can describe it. So, the number one thing that you need to do right now is do the prayer stuff. Do the prayer. Give thanks in advance that you already have this opportunity. Give thanks in advance.
I started.
Yeah. That it's already here, because this is going to happen. And when it happens, it feels like it's going to happen relatively quickly. Now, as far as the love life thing is concerned, that one's going to take a little more patience, just a little bit, but a little more patience. And that's the one that most people have the hardest time being patient about, you know, no coincidence. But you have absolutely shifted how you show up in relationship in the world through the work you've been doing over the last year or so. Is that true?
I think in the last 10 years.
Okay. Well, you've really accelerated things over the last year from what I can see here. So, so relationship that's coming for you is a very real relationship. It's not a surface thing. It's not you experimenting or trying on partners. It's you really connecting to someone. That feels like that comes in more strongly anywhere from end of January, early February time of 2011. And that's coming in very strongly in conjunction with the education piece. So this may be someone that you actually meet through the educational process, or at the very minimum, it's in conjunction with some very cool things that are going to happen as that's unfolding. So this, I mean, pretty much the, I mean, in a nutshell, you're going to pretty much get everything you want from what I can see here. We've got the love card, 1 out of 78. We've got the soulmate card, and we have the trust card, which means you have to trust the timing on this stuff. That's probably going to be your biggest challenge right now. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right, Cookie. So, Erica, promise me you're going to keep doing, you're going to keep doing the visualization, you're going to keep doing the prayer stuff, and you're going to trust this process. And then I want you to connect to people when somebody pops into your head that you used to, you know, have a connection to here in the Seattle area. I want you to get on the horn and connect to them. Like, don't even question it. Email them
okay.
or do something, but get those communications rolling as you feel guided to do that. Okay.
Okay, I just have one single question because you pretty much answer everything.
Okay, gotta make it, gotta make it quick, baby.
There, this guy that's come in, mm-hmm. I already know him, or is some guy that I'm
no.
going to meet?
If you already knew him, we'd be talking about him. We wouldn't have even talked about the education thing.
Okay.
Yeah. No, this guy's energy is pretty darn strong. So no, he's out there, but that's a little ways out. You're going to get established and get in the rhythm of the schooling piece first, and then he's going to show up. So.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Okay. All right, girl. I'm looking forward to what happens for you. Can't wait to stay in the loop. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You bet, sweetheart. Thanks for calling. Take care of yourself.
Okay. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Who we got next? Barbie. Jennifer. Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi, babe.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for your show.
Oh, baby, you're welcome. Thank you for listening. How's London today?
It's, you know, we had a little bit of sunshine, but most of the time it was cloudy.
I'm telling you, what is that song? It's raining all over the world.
I know.
It is.
Well,
it's
kind of normal here in London. You kind of get used to it.
That's true. So what can I do for you, baby?
Okay, well, I've talked to you before and told you that I am working on following my passion and starting a coaching practice.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I have a day job, basically, to pay the bills while I'm getting this thing going.
Okay.
And my day job is, oh, God, I feel like I'm going to cry.
It's okay. Go ahead and cry.
It's really hard to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And I'm not at a point in my coaching that I can leave it yet.
You
and
bet.
I'm just wondering... Sorry.
No, don't you dare apologize. It's I can, yeah. The energy's heavy duty around this thing for you.
Yeah. Since it's the solstice time and you were saying it's the time for transition,
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if I should look for another day job right now or what I should do.
Well, here's what I would tell you. You have a couple of choices, and remind me what you are astrologically?
Cancer.
Oh yeah. See, Cancerians, wow, they have a hard time with this big change thing, you know?
Yeah.
Little hermit crab doesn't want to leave the shell, right? So you need to honor that in yourself too. Don't give yourself a hard time about that.
Okay.
So here's kind of the balance. And so the first and foremost thing, you know what I'm going to tell you to do. I'm going to tell you to pray, right? I'm going to tell you to pray for guidance. Okay. But here's what I want you to pray for specifically. I want you to pray for absolute clarity on whether or not to take some form of dramatic action.
Okay.
Okay. And what I mean by that is, I and this is probably going to have you and several other people just shaking in their shoes, there is an energy up here for you to literally quit your day job.
Okay.
Okay. Now, but you have to determine what you want that to look like. Okay. If it was me, because I'm a double Sagittarius, I'd just do it because that's just my nature. And that hasn't always necessarily boded well for me. I've had to learn a lot of lessons, et cetera. So I'm not suggesting that. What I'm suggesting is that you allow yourself to be guided to do that if that's necessary. If you are truly guided, if you get to the place, kiddo, where you walk into your job and say, you know what, I will no longer take this and I need to quit this, then I guarantee you, you're not going to be out on the streets. You're not going to be without money. In fact, it's interesting. You've got the biggest, I am not kidding you, Jennifer, you're going to have to just trust me on this. You have the biggest money card in the deck here for yourself.
Really?
Yeah, you have the 10 of Wands. That's a huge money card. And that's the, and the reason that's so big is because it has this really foundational feel to it. It's not like this flash in the pan, quick fix financial thing. It's really a channeling, opening up to a channel of wealth that comes in that grows incrementally. So you are not going to be hurting for money whatsoever, but the fear is up big time here. I mean, the actual fear card is here. So this is, sweetheart, I'm not kidding you. I'm such a broken record these days, but this is the test of faith. This is when it really counts. Can you believe that God's going to guide you if you quit your job tomorrow? Or can...
Yeah, I can.
Good.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to go ahead.
Or can you believe that God will give you the strength to endure your day job right now?
No.
So that's what you got to be praying for. Absolute clarity. Do you quit this job and just say, you know what? Boom. I'm going to just leap off the cliff and trust that I'm going to fly. Or God, will you give me the strength? Give me the courage. Give me the energy on a daily basis to endure this current situation. So take advantage of the discomfort. All right. Utilize angels, surround all the difficult people around you with angels. Surround yourself with angels. Do all of that stuff. Ask for help on this one. And correct me if I'm wrong, sugar, but you are being a little bit of the independent pig on ice, as my great grandmother used to say.
What does that mean?
It means you're not asking for help. You're kind of muscling through on your own. Is that fair?
Sometimes. Okay. I do ask for help sometimes. I've been trying to meditate and pray every day, but
good.
I should probably step it up.
Oh, yeah. And here's the thing. Meditation's great. And really structured formal prayer time is fabulous. But I'm talking the minute you walk in the door at work, you're doing affirmations. You are saying prayers. You are surrounding yourself with angels. I bless this place and release it in peace. You're doing all sorts of things like that. So go back in my, are you on my fan page on Facebook?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Go back through some of the prayers from the previous shows. You can grab a bunch of them off of there that'll work for this.
Cool.
Even just a couple of shows ago, we did some stuff on difficult people that are around you. So, be willing to literally, I'm not exaggerating, every 3 minutes ask for strength from God. This isn't a one-time shot. You don't do it first thing in the morning and then just expect it's going to happen, because you're human. You know, you're human, and you're going to go into your discomfort, and you're feminine, kiddo. We've talked about that umpty-ump times. You can't be in an unsafe polarity environment and be open and receptive and feel strong in your core. You're going to be in your shadow, and it's going to be scary. So you really have to up the ante and let God and the angels, and I'd get Jesus involved if I were you. Even if you don't believe that much about the story of Jesus, just trust me when I tell you, he's the uber miracle worker, you know?
I'll take any help I can get right now.
Oh, man, pull him in. He's a very cool dude. He usually shows up in Levi's and a t-shirt. So yeah, honestly. So have him hang out with you, you know, pull him in and let him walk around with you in that environment and see how you feel in that. And because here's the thing, the test is the key right now. We're all being tested. The point of the test is to hang in there and keep trusting. You have to keep believing. How are you going to know what you're made of, sugar, if you're not in the middle of this darkness and you're able to find God? That's the key, you know? And then once you do that, you keep doing it. Again, that's not this one-time shot. You keep doing that until you're guided to make that change. And God is lining something up for you. I'm not kidding you, because what's coming for you by actually probably the 1st of August, there's a shift that starts to take place. That could be one of two things. That might be a shift energetically in the current workplace, or it might be a whole new opportunity that shows up. So be receptive to that. And I would absolutely tell you, you know, it's not going to hurt you to just poke around and see if there's any other options out there while you're still working on your coaching practice. Just don't put the coaching thing on a back burner. That's my only concern. Pisces has a tendency to get caught up in fear and then try to do the real practical thing, and they'll push their dreams aside and just do the practical thing. And then pretty soon 10 years have passed and their dreams are, you know, asleep. So
that's why I haven't made a move from this place, is because I didn't want to get caught up in learning the ropes in a new place.
Yeah, you bet.
On the back burner.
You bet. Absolutely. So again, let God guide you to the right thing. He's either going to give you the strength on a minute by minute basis, if necessary, for you to endure what you're going through and keep focusing on your coaching practice until it takes off, or you are going to be guided. I guarantee you, like almost a no brainer, you're going to be guided to get a different job that will, who knows, potentially lead you to something even better with the coaching. So trust this process. You don't have to like it, baby. You don't. You really don't.
I really appreciate your inspiration.
Oh,
I mean,
sweetheart,
I just needed
welcome.
To hear that.
Yeah, well, it feels really heavy around you, honey. It does. And so give yourself a break. It's appropriate what you're feeling. It really is. So just ask for more help. Don't try to muscle through this one, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. I'm going to send you some angels. You keep me informed, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet, baby. Take care.
Okay.
Bye. We're going to Amla. Amla, honey, girl.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Long time no speak.
Yeah, long time.
So what's happening, girl?
I'm going to get to the point. It's so interesting. You're talking about a while ago, I think, about decoys that the recording guy was a decoy and
yes.
It was a test. And that's long and gone. And talking about in your show today, you're talking about things are coming up, the dark ages, I guess. And, something came across last week, and I really believe he was my soulmate, so to speak. And basically, there was still some residual heartache, and I took care of it. Last Tuesday, I thought of him. I'm like, I got to email him. And I did, and I said exactly what I felt.
Yeah.
And it was all from the heart, and he replied back, and we're on good terms now. All this time,
nice.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it, and I thought of you.
Well, so. you're a sweetheart. Well, I'll tell you what, kiddo. Here's the really, really good news. You
yes.
are so lining yourself up for love, and I mean big love, not small love, but big love. So
yes.
It really is. You come up as the high priestess. No coincidence. Of course you do. and the fact that you are doing things as consciously as you are and that you are working from that feminine core of yours, that beautiful
Absolutely.
Feminine core of yours, you're truly setting yourself up. So here's the image that I have of you right now. You're sitting
okay.
in the throne, and you look absolutely gorgeous sitting there, by the way. And you have a parade of young warriors who are going to basically prove themselves to be the true champion, and you get to sit there and let the best man win. I'm not kidding you. So just stay in your throne, girl. You don't have to do anything other than keep the prayer stuff going, trust the process, and allow this man to show himself. And the whole soulmate thing, really quick, soulmate is an energy. It's not an actual, the whole there's one true soulmate is a complete
lie. Right, exactly,
yeah,
right.
It's a way of connection. And so because you're as open as you are and you are coming into your power so beautifully, you're going to be attracting a lot of soulmate energies to you. Friends, lovers, business partners, all sorts of things, meaning your relationships are not going to be small and they're not going to be shallow from about this point on. So you need to be really proud of yourself. And I am not kidding you when I tell you are totally in the power position right now. So you stay
awesome.
There.
So do you see any summer loving for me or
I
no?
I absolutely do. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're like in line. So
are you really?
Dead serious. And there's no timeline on it, which means it could happen tomorrow. So hello. Good for you. Congratulations in advance.
I am so thankful for you because the last thing I'm going to say is I sent him that release prayer.
Oh, very cool.
And it was the best, the coolest thing.
Good.
The coolest thing.
Very good. So I'm going to give you one last prayer and then we got to wrap this up, girl.
Okay.
Here's your prayer. Divine love.
Divine love.
Expressing through me now draws to me all that is needed to make me happy and my life complete. I'll put it on the Facebook. Divine love expressing through me now draws to me all that is needed to make me happy and my life complete. That is a powerhouse statement. Use it, baby girl. Thank you for calling me, Amla. It's great to talk
Thank
to you.
Thank you so much,
You're
Michelle.
Welcome, kiddo. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Huh?
Yep.
All right, baby.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Woohoo. Well, that was tons of fun. So happy summer solstice, everybody. Next week, dating with the right polaritude and the right prayeritude. How much fun is that going to be? We've been talking about love. We're going to talk about the whole drawn love to you thing. So come back and see me next week, everybody. Been great. Barb, thanks for the music, angel girl. This is Michelle Morgan, living on a prayer. Take care.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org.